USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues crisscrossing the nation. Monday's campaign stop was in Prescott, Arizona, where he reminded followers of Barack Obama's inability to predict the future.
They came up to me, sir, I have bad news. What? President Obama is going to start campaigning for Sleepy Joe. I said, is that good or bad news? Because don't forget, he campaigned for Hillary harder than Hillary did. He actually said, he will not run, I ran. He will not get the nomination. Got the nomination. He will not be a president and became the president.
The president brought up White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
With your help, we can beat social media. We can beat the media because we have the greatest fighter in the history of this country in President Donald J. Trump.
Joe Biden is not campaigning this week. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Rudy Giuliani on Fox News says the Hunter Biden hard drive with explosive emails is real.
I mean, first of all, you got about six witnesses that are sitting in the Ukraine ready to come here and go under oath. You've got documents in the Ukraine. You've got videotapes in the Ukraine. Plus, now you have Hunter Biden's hard drive. The day this came out, Hunter Biden's lawyer called the gentleman who was repairing it and asked for the hard drive back. I mean, the lawyer basically validated the hard drive. We've also validated it 10 other ways, including calling some people that would keep confidence to ask them, did they make this communication? We could see the communications between the two computers. Also, there's five pieces of information on it that only Hunter Biden would have. So it is definitely his hard drive. Plus, the pictures, which I hope nobody has to look at, the pictures make it clear. This is Hunter Biden.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Firefighters throughout America helping out with the wildfires in California are heading home. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Firefighters from across the country are returning home after helping battle wildfires in California. A crew from San Angelo, Texas, helped contain the Creek Fire northeast of Fresno, California, for more than a month.
It was controlled chaos. You know, everything was blowing up before we got there. It was a little better. It was very bad air quality, very thick smoke where you couldn't see very far.
San Angelo Fire Department engine boss and driver Jade Hughes speaking there on News Nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we do thank them for their service. With most of the election hoopla being focused on the presidential election, governor's races, and others, the 2020 election will also ask voters to legalize marijuana in 5 states. 11 states in America currently allow marijuana sales for medical and or recreational use. The problem for states where it's legal is the banking industry. Banking is a challenge for marijuana businesses because of the federal prohibition. Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota will vote on the measures November 3rd. The presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden will take place Thursday from Nashville, Tennessee. President Trump will continue to rally up to the debate. Joe Biden has 0 rallies scheduled and is at home in Delaware. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.